Hey guys, this is Captain Jeff Watkins Jr., Southern Tilt Charters, Boca Grande, Florida, with this week's Salt Strong Boca Grande Fishing Report. You can find me on my website, CaptainJeffWatkinsJr.com, or my social media pages at Southern Tilt Charters. The inshore fishing in Charlotte Harbor and Boca Grande has been great for my clients this week. I've expected every winter we've been faced with some super low tides and not so favorable conditions with the cold fronts. However, the bite has remained pretty productive. Each trip has produced lots of redfish and snook in the upper slots, as well as some really nice trout, all of which were caught and released. Most of our redfish and snook were caught on both live and dead shrimp on a jig head sitting on the bottom, with a few being caught on soft plastic baits. To catch these bigger fish, patience is key. Look for the deep water bordering the flats and the oyster bars, and even the docks have been holding some pretty good fish. I also can't stress enough how important it is to leave some distance in between you and your desired target for your cast, as well as leaving your bait in one spot just for a tad longer. You'd be surprised how much more fish you would catch. We're also still catching some nice sheephead and flounder along Boca Grande docks, as well as the Novak Reef just 3 miles outside Gasparilla Pass. Out there, I've also been using the live shrimp on a jig head technique, and it's been working pretty good. Remember that sheephead, the bag limit is 8 per person and must be a minimum of 12 inches. However, anytime you plan to throw a fish in the box, I always recommend they're a minimum of a half inch over the regulation. Last but not least, triple tail are still getting pretty plentiful. We're getting them off the beach anywhere from 3 to 4 miles in the crab trap buoys on live free line shrimp. So get out there and get you some. This is Captain Jeff Watkins Jr., Southern Tilt Charters, with this week's Boca Grande Salt Strong Fish Report.